Ballistic Detective Agency.
Miss Pierce?
Just putting you on hold. Feel free to hang up.
Eyeball to Red One. Reports last of UFO 3 miles from Norfolk Coast, heading east-northeast.
But that's impossible. No human could...
Yeah! Odin!
Odin, I am Simon Draycott, and this is my wife, Cynthia. By training, I'm a lawyer.
Tuareg! Summon my legions of crows! Have this carrion's eyes pecked out!
I am Thor, god of thunder.
Thor? As in a real person?
No, a glove puppet! Of course he's real!
Do you have any hold baggage, sir?
I hold this!
Richard!
Kit! Hi!
Did you pack your hammer yourself?
Richard Macduff, I'll be your escort to San Francisco. Resistance is useless.
Come into Madam Jenny's consulting boudoir.
Beg your pardon, madam. I was looking for Mr. Gently.
I was just thinking about you.
Oh, right. Doesn't make you a bad person.
And being a bad person doesn't make me a transvestite.
Do you handle goblins?
I'll handle anyone.
Aye, goblin!
Thank you.
300, plus expenses. You only live 2 streets away.
Listen, Thor, don't get arsy with me.
I'll be there.
At 6:30 a.m.
That's not day, it's night.
It's security, sir. We don't take hammers.
Curse you, woman!
You're listening to the Today programme on Radio 4 with Davis Evans and Sarah Montague. Police say the incident yesterday at Heathrow's Terminal 5 check-in area was an act of freak indoor global warming.
Here's your client, Gently.
Oh, my hat!
Of course, the audio experience would be enhanced if his head was still on his shoulders and not on the turntable. Obvious suicide.
Close your eyes for a moment.
Why?
It's all right, I'm a nurse. Close.
Ow! I'm a private detective.
You don't look like a private detective.
No private detective looks like a private detective. That's one of the first rules.
No!
Thor, dear, you're shouting.
Sorry!
Perhaps Thor was right. Perhaps this was a mistake.
You signed over your powers for the Draycotts to use in their advertising campaigns.
Get the hearts for Hades, the demon drink.
And in return, you get...
clean sheets, peace and quiet, 24-hour care.
As if I go near a nursing sister wearing a filthy pinny like that.
My pinny is perfectly clean.
Not now, it isn't.
Now, you're mortal, aren't you, dear?
Yes.
I could tell from your fancy dress.
It never occurred to me that a cellist would be interested in running a software company, but Susan was, and then she sold the lot to Sirius Cybernetics.
Have you noticed how that fridge no longer merely stands there? It actually lurks.
I'll be back for you in a minute.
I'll get my things.
I was talking to the eagle.
What eagle?
Door open. Lights come on.
Dr. Standish, you keep your tea in a drawer?
A tidy office reflects an altered mind.
What do you want, Mr. Gently? What would sweeten it for you? To see you dead, Mr. Draycott.
Why don't you look where you're going?
And why don't you use your rearview mirror?
Because it's under the seat.
Do not attempt to buy a canned drink from that machine. It is cursed.
Help.
The check-in girl at the airport.
Oh, she drove me crazy.
Help.
Where do they find people like that?
Help.
She used to be my secretary.
I have 68 cans of cola rammed up my bottom.
We want Thor! We want Thor!
Oh, yeah.
We want Thor! We want...
I am the god of thunder, the god of rain, the god of the high towering clouds, the god of lightning, the god of the flowing currents, the god of the particles, and the god of the hammer Mjolnir!
And the god of the streetlights? Is that you too?
Of course.
Well, put them back on again. I can't see a darn thing.
Wait a minute. What's this? A calculator?
Oh, now be careful with that.
Now this is interesting.
Someone's coming.
Valkyries, stay beyond the next swing of their horses.
On the rise!
For the third and final time of asking!
Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul by Douglas Adams. An Above the Title production for BBC Radio 4, affectionately dedicated to Geoffrey Perkins.